Hello, I'm Anne, and today's piece, A London Irish Corona, has been written by Ethel Cordon. Ethel is from Tralee, County Kerry. She came over to England to nurse in Staffordshire in 1964 before moving to Croydon in Surrey. Ethel has had poems and articles written in many publications, mostly about Ireland. The piece is read by Nora Connolly. We hope you enjoy it.
It's been 3 weeks since everything closed down here. I can't get to Mass. I got the Sunday service on TV, but it's not the same. I've no computer, and people keep saying everything is on social media, so I'm a bit left out. The loneliness is the worst thing. Thank God I've got the phone. I'm 69, so I'm not completely socially isolated. God help me if I'd been a year older. Still, when I go out, everyone keeps their distance. I can't even stop for a chat with my neighbours. I got a food parcel from the Irish Centre, though. I can't believe how quickly it all started. There I was, getting ready for a great day out at the London Irish Centre for St Patrick's Day, and I got extra puffers for my asthma, blue, brown, and even green. I wanted to dance the Siege of Ennis without panting. I just loved the twirling. At the radio on, Radio Éireann, as usual. Wouldn't do to miss Joe Duffy and all the scandal coming out of Ireland. Looking for my shamrock scarf and the St Patrick's Day badge I bought 15 years ago in the Archway Irish shop. Then I noticed that the man on the radio keeps mentioning the word lockdown. I always thought lockdown was to do with strikes and unions. I have no interest in any of that. I was never in a union in my life, so I turned the radio off. I was about to have a feed of Irish soda bread and Barry's strong tea, bought in Kilburn High Road, for me lunch, when the phone rang. It was my friend Maggie. Maggie, hello. Oh, of course, I heard Joe Duffy talking about lockdown in Ireland. I turned it off, of course I did. Why? What interest have I? What interest have either of us in Irish strikes? Something to do with Corona, did you say? That's my favourite soft drink, Corona. Raspberry is the best. Don't tell me they're closing the factory down. I hope they're treating their staff right. Nothing to do with drink, you say? Some kind of germ? A virus connected with Corona? Oh, do you get it from drinking out of the bottle? What has a lockdown got to do with it? They're going to close everything there. No. Schools? Shops, public buildings, churches, offices, factories, and make everyone to stay home. My God, that's terrible. And that's happening because of a lemonade germ. Can't they just tell people to pour it into a glass first? No, I don't know why either. Look, I am just going to have my lunch and I'll see you at the Irish Centre. We'll enjoy our St Patrick's Day celebrations and won't worry about any such things. Bye-bye, Maggie. Low lie the fields of Avonmore. My God, it's like a Paddy's Day market here today. Oh, Maggie, it's you again. What did you say? The Irish Centre is closing. Everything's cancelled. Oh, that's terrible. I can't believe it. Very disappointing. Thanks for letting me know. So, that was that. Still, at least my asthma's a bit better. There is so much less traffic now. My asthma improves when I go back to Ireland. The clean air, especially near the Etna Mountain where my mother came from, God rest her soul, gives me a new lease of life. I come back to London a new woman. I'd booked up for 5 days at Easter. £6 on Ryanair. A bargain. No seat, though. I tell you, I don't mind standing for the soldier's song, but not Michael O'Leary for an hour. So I paid up. I was called Peggy's Leg when I was at school in Ballinar. I was always called Peggy, even though I was christened Margaret. Hardly anyone in Ireland gets called by their real name. Anyhow, that flight was cancelled as well. Oh, please God, I'll be able to go back before too long. That was a Green Curtain Theatre production, recorded in April 2020. For more information about the company, please go to www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.